Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, March 2nd. Let's say you were invited to a party where the guest list included Oprah, Drake, and Jared Leto, as well as top venture capitalists, business executives, journalists, and all manner of influencers. Would you go? Well, that party is happening on a beta version social media app called Clubhouse. And in about 9 months, the app has gained an estimated 3 million users and a $1 billion valuation. Clubhouse's content is like a series of audio-only presentations and panel discussions. Yes, that's right, audio. We'll get to that in a minute. These talks happen in so-called rooms, which are really like, well, conference calls. There's a presenter or panel. Other people are listening, too. Anyone can raise a hand and ask a question or participate in the discussion. You can meet people and have conversations, and because presentations are not supposed to be recorded by users, you're either there or you missed out. The thing about Clubhouse, though, is that it appears to do everything wrong. First of all, as I said earlier, it's audio-based. That's right, no viral video challenges or memes, not even a cute cat photo. That means that all of those people who hate to use the phone have to log on and have an actual conversation. Also, Android users, sorry, you're out of luck. This app is for Apple devices only, at least for now. Finally, membership is by invitation. So unless you know someone who's willing to fork over one of their coveted invites, you're locked out. Again, for now. Clubhouse founders say that eventually the format will be open to all. But what fun is that? For now, exclusivity is what's driving growth. In roughly 9 months, FOMO, fear of missing out, has fueled the app's popularity. Some even say that the old-school style of having conversations is the key to its success. You have to listen and be able to say something meaningful. So people are striking business deals, finding content partnerships, and having conversations with some truly interesting people. Some are even finding romance on the app, according to a report in Forbes. Clubhouse's popularity has even turned the head of industry giant Facebook, which has reportedly started developing an audio product to compete with Clubhouse, the New York Times reports. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg made an appearance on the app earlier this month to give a talk about augmented and virtual reality. Facebook didn't confirm the report, but the Times also noted that the social network has a habit of buying up or competing with apps that dabble in areas that could pose a threat to its user base. Like most social media platforms, Clubhouse has its issues, too. The app urges you to give it access to your contact list and uses that information to identify others for you to invite. According to Forbes, quote, "Even if you've no interest in joining Clubhouse whatsoever, the service may well know your name, mobile number, and how many friends you have on the network. It may even be violating European privacy laws," the report suggests. Clubhouse's Apple exclusivity also has some trying to hack the app so it can be streamed on Android devices, TechCrunch reports. Last week, Clubhouse had its first significant data breach when someone managed to stream audio feeds on a third-party website, according to Bloomberg. The Stanford Internet Observatory, or SIO, a Stanford University Internet watchdog program, raised security concerns earlier this month. In light of these issues, Clubhouse says it has taken measures to prevent any such breaches from happening again. But it's not clear exactly what is being done. The app uses a Shanghai-based startup called Agora to handle its back-end operations, Bloomberg reports, so it's not directly in control of how audio is stored or managed, which raises even more concerns, the report says. Clubhouse continues to grow, but high-profile breaches can have a chilling effect. And unless there are more specifics on how the app will protect user data, it's hard to tell whether those actions will be effective or if they're simply all talk. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written by Gwen Moran and produced by Jessica Yarmosky, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer Beckman and Marsha Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.